听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome, everybody, to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us today. Today is September 4th, Thursday, and we are getting ready to go to America so we can visit an American classroom. We're often told that schools between the East and the West are different, but how are they different? Well, today we hope to bring a few examples to your attention. Now, three new words you need to know for this lesson include the noun lecture, as in we sat and listened to our science teacher's lecture on animal behavior. Next is physical. The physical arrangement of the chairs and tables looks pretty crowded. And finally, the adverb initially. Steve initially wanted a new car, but he finally bought a used car instead. Okay, what goes on in an American classroom? Let's find out on page 16.
The American school environment. What goes on in American classrooms? September has arrived, and students are going back to school. What goes on in American classrooms? Well, they are often student-centered, and sometimes students even help make the class rules. Students don't just sit and listen to lectures, but are often involved in class discussions. These discussions help them discover facts and give their opinions. The physical layouts of classrooms vary. Initially, student desks stand in rows. During the year, desks may be arranged in one big circle or put into small clusters.
Hi friends, I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Rachel, and it's September. And of course, September means back to school for many of us. So, have you ever wondered what goes on in an American classroom? Well, if you have, then stay tuned, because today we're talking about the American school environment. Now, Chelsea, what do we mean when we talk about a school environment?
Well, we're talking about the people or the things that surround you in your life. So, in a school environment, we might be talking about teachers or other students or the classrooms or anything that goes on in the classroom. And the American school environment is different from many school environments in Asia, and we're going to learn about that today.
We sure are. So let's get right into our lesson. We see that, of course, September has arrived and students are going back to school. Many of you have already gone back to school. Hopefully you had a good summer, but September means school is ready to start again. So what goes on in American classrooms? That's the question we're going to answer today.
And there are many answers. One of them is that they are often student-centered. Now, that means that the focus is on the students' needs and not necessarily the teacher's needs. It's not a teacher-centered learning environment. The focus is more on the students, and teachers work very hard to make sure they can meet the needs of their students.
And this next part of the sentence might be a little surprising to some of you. In some American classrooms, students even help make the class rules. Now you might say, why would students make the rules? If students make the rules, they're gonna make crazy rules, or maybe they won't want to have rules at all. But actually, when teachers give students the opportunities to make the rules, they often follow those rules better than when the teacher gives them the rules.
They do. You know, I used to do this in my classroom, and not only would my students make the rules, but they also had to make the consequences. Mm. So if they broke a rule, they would have to face that consequence as well. And it seemed to work pretty well. Students didn't break the rules very often.
Well, if you make your own rules and consequences, that's really hard to break it and be upset, right? Because you made the rule yourself. So this is a common practice in some American classrooms. Also, we see here that students don't just sit and listen to lectures, but they're often involved in class discussions. Now, what is a lecture, Chelsea?
Well, a lecture is a long talk that somebody gives to a person or a group of people. We often associate this word with maybe colleges and universities. A professor would give his or her students a lecture. Sometimes this happens, though, in lower settings like a junior high or high school. So in America, in most classrooms, it is more than just lectures. There are class discussions where everyone is involved. The teacher is not the only one talking. The students are doing just as much talking and giving their input as well.
And another point that's not in our article, but when I was a teacher in America, I never once used a microphone because we don't lecture in the same way and we don't have very big classes, a lot of us, so we don't need to use a microphone and give a lecture. That's a difference between an American classroom and often an Asian classroom. But back to these lectures, back to these discussions that they have in American classrooms, they give students the chance to discover facts and give their own opinions about things. So teachers really seek the input or the ideas of their students.
Not only are American classrooms student-centered and based on class discussion, but the physical layouts of classrooms vary. Now, let's back up and look at those two words. If something is physical, it's referring to something that you can see or touch or real objects. And if something is in a layout form, it is the way that something is arranged. So a physical layout, we're talking about the way the classroom is arranged in this case. So Rachel, could you tell us more about the physical layout of American classrooms?
Sure. Well, each classroom is different because we see that this physical layout varies. But initially, usually, students, their desks stand in rows. Now, initially means at the beginning or maybe at the beginning of the year or at the beginning of the hour, the desks are in rows. But during the year or even during the week or during the classroom time, the desks may be arranged in one big circle or put into small clusters. One thing that's true about American classrooms is that the physical layout often changes based on what the students are learning or what kind of activity the teacher wants to do.
I often changed the layout of my classroom, and I would have my students sometimes sit in a big open circle, or sometimes I would have their desks in those small clusters. And a cluster is a group of things of the same kind that are very close together, like a cluster of small houses, perhaps. So clusters of desks are very common in American classrooms. Well, let's learn more about a typical day for an American student in chat room, and then we're going to take a break. Stay with us.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of the chat room. I'm Ken, and I have Brandon with me today.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Ken. It's great to be here for another chat today, Ken.
So, Brandon, what would you like to talk about?
Well, Ken, I think we should take a look at the typical day for an American student.
Good idea. Well, our article talks about classrooms in America. Would you like to talk about that more?
Actually, I would like to take a look at the bigger picture.
The bigger picture?
Yes, this just means that I want to look at the student's day in general and not just a specific part of the day. Let's talk about the many different things that go on during a student's day.
Okay, so what is a typical day like for most American students?
Well, many elementary and junior high school students start their day by riding a school bus. This bus is usually bright yellow and it picks each student up at his or her house.
But are there other ways for students to get to school?
Yes, some students ride in cars, others ride bikes, and some walk to school.
今天的课文讨论的是美国学校上课的情形，我们不妨来看看 the bigger picture， 更大的图案，指的就是更广的视野，更大的范围，来看看美国孩子一整天是如何度过的。首先是上学，有些学生会坐 school bus， 校车，那美国的校车呢都是黄色的，非常醒目。那有些学生呢会坐汽车、骑脚踏车或走路上学。 So how long is a student's school day?
Well, that depends on each school, but most students are in school for probably around 7 hours.
Okay, well, since we're talking about students, Brandon, there is something that I've been thinking about. Do students in America wear uniforms to school?
Good question, Ken. Some schools require students to wear uniforms and others don't. Students at many public schools do not need to wear uniforms. However, students at many private schools must wear uniforms, especially those who attend parochial schools.
Parochial schools?
That's right. A parochial school is a primary or secondary school supported by a religious organization.
I see. 在美国一般的 public schools, 公立学校是不用穿制服的。有一些 private schools, 私立学校,尤其是 parochial schools, 教会学校是规定要穿制服。
Ken, we are almost out of time for today. Why don't we continue this discussion for tomorrow?
Sure, Brandon. That would be great.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Right now, it's time for us to take a break. Stay tuned because Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break.This month's American Culture Corner asks the question, what goes on in American classrooms? From kindergarten to high school, this lesson addresses both the physical characteristics and the different teaching methods found in American classrooms. For example, how are American classrooms designed? Do American students have more freedom? Do American students have more free time? Do they have...more responsibilities. As we think about these questions, let's look at our last keyword for the day, stay put, as in don't go anywhere, just stay put. Okay, let's see if we can discover some more answers to the question, what goes on in American classrooms?
The American school environment. This allows students to work on projects in small groups. Elementary school classrooms contain special learning areas. A corner may have a rug, soft chairs, and many books where students can go to read. Or there may be a science corner for projects. Most American teachers have their own classrooms. In junior high and high school,The students change classrooms, but the teachers stay put. This allows the teacher to decorate the classroom according to the subject being taught.
Welcome back. We've been talking about an American classroom and what goes on in an American classroom. And before the break, we were talking about the physical layout of many classrooms. And we mentioned that sometimes teachers move the desks around. They might be in rows, they might be in a circle, and sometimes the desks will be in small clusters. Well, when the desks are in small clusters, it allows students to work on projects in small groups.Working in small groups is very important, I think, not just in America, but it's also important in Asia as well.
Sure, it's a great way for students to learn how to work together and to learn many other important life skills. Well, in elementary school classrooms, they often have special learning areas. For example, a corner of the room may have a rug or soft chairs and many books where students can go to read. You know, it says this is for elementary school, but I actually had one of these corners in my classroom and I taught at a high school. But it's a great way for students if they finish their work early or they get done with a test early. They can go sit and read a book and not disrupt other students.
Exactly. And often those are kind of the special areas. It's usually a privilege, especially in elementary school, to be able to go to one of those areas. And I think the point is the teacher wants to make the classroom very comfortable for the students, where they enjoy reading on the rug or in a special chair. And another thing that's popular is different corners, like a science corner where maybe students can work on projects, or maybe there's a math corner where they can work on math. But classrooms are designed to make it the most comfortable learning environment for these students.
That's true. Now, as we'll see in the next section, most American teachers actually have their own classrooms. And I believe this is something that is quite different from classrooms in Asia. Most teachers share a classroom, but in America, teachers have their own classrooms. And in junior high and high school, the students are the ones who change from classroom to classroom. But the teachers stay put. They stay right where they're at.
Stay put. That's a great phrase to learn. If you tell someone to stay put, or you tell your dog to stay put, it means don't move, stay there, and you stay in that position or in that place. So in American classrooms, the teachers get to stay put. And that is, it's a nice thing. I always enjoyed that, Chelsea, because my classroom was kind of like my home. And I stayed there all day and I had everything I needed. And the students came and went. And when they weren't there, it was a comfortable place for me to relax.
You know, this is something I really enjoyed about teaching in America as well. And one of the reasons our text points out is it allows the teacher to decorate their classroom. And I always really enjoyed decorating my classroom and getting it ready for the students to come back in September. It was always very fun for me.
Now, teachers are given a lot of freedom to decorate their classrooms. Often they will use big bulletin boards, and they will highlight maybe the theme that they're talking about in class, or they'll take students' papers or poems or works, and they'll put them up around the room. I always enjoyed, because I taught language arts, which is like English, I always enjoyed decorating my room, and it reflected what we were learning at the time.
And that's what I did in my classroom as well. And one thing I really enjoyed doing was displaying my students' work. They would work so hard on different projects, and when they were finally finished, I liked hanging them around the room for everyone else to see and for the students to be able to take pride in that effort that they put into their schoolwork.
Now, there are a lot of other differences we haven't mentioned between American classrooms and Asian classrooms. When we talk a little bit about the students being able to participate, we don't want you to get the idea that they can just talk anytime they want, or call out, or yell something in the classroom. Still, rules had to be followed, and they would often raise their hands, depending on how big of a class it is or what the teacher likes. But they still had to be respectful, right, Chelsea? It's not a lack of respect. It's just they participate more.
Absolutely. And I think because of the school environment and the way that it works in America, students feel more at ease speaking up and giving their opinions. But as Rachel just said, there are still guidelines to be followed when a student does want to talk in class. He or she cannot just talk out of turn. They need to raise their hand or let the teacher know that they will be speaking. And if they don't abide by the rules, then yes, there will definitely be consequences.
Right. And that's why I think a lot of teachers put students into groups, because they know students want to talk and share their ideas. And it's a lot easier done in a group setting. So groups and participation are very, very important in the American classroom. Well, we hope you've learned something new today. Please join us next time as we continue with this discussion. And right now, let's watch today's skit.
Excuse me? I'm looking for my classroom.
It's right here. And I'm your teacher.
Wow. This place is nice. Where are the desks? Where do we sit and listen to the lectures?
I don't give lectures. This is a student-centered classroom.
Student-centered?
Yes. Students teach themselves. They discover facts and give opinions.
You mean we can talk in class?
That's right. Everyone is involved in class discussions.
Wow! Look! Rugs and comfortable chairs!
That's a reading corner. See all the books?
Yeah. Oh, and what's over there?
That's the science corner for projects.
Wow! This classroom is great!
And the physical layout can vary too. We can put desks in circles or clusters.
Wow, I love this classroom! Look at all the decorations!
Why not? The classroom should be fun!
Hooray! This is the best classroom ever! I'm so happy to be here!
Oh, but the bell just rang, so it's time to go.
Okay, bye.
I'm not leaving. This is my classroom.
Oh, but this is my classroom, too.
But only for one class a day. Then you go to your next class, and I stay put.
But I like it here.
But it's time for you to go now.
I like it here.
Okay, it's time to leave.
No, no!
Let's go.
I want to stay!
Hi everyone, I'm Shao. 这篇文章的第一个重点是 physical 这个形容词。physical 在这里是指物质的或者是实质的。所以所谓的 physical layout 是指实际的布局或设计。或者我们来看另外一个例句。Inaccurate usage of the gears might cause physical damage to the vehicle. 排档的不当使用会造成车子实际的损坏。physical 也指身体的。例如Physical exams 是指体检。继续我们看的是 initially 这个副词，注意它的重音是在 ni 这个音节，念成 initially。initially 是指开始或起初。例如 ，He was initially just a busboy who washed dishes, but now he's the owner of a restaurant。他起初只是餐厅里面洗碗的帮手，现在已经是一家餐厅的老板了。或者是 initially。People had doubts about the new policy. Now they accept it. 起先有人对于这个新的政策有疑问，但是现在都接受了。最后我们看的是 stay put 这个动词片语。Stay put 是指留在原地不动。例如 ，Dad decided to stay put at the cafe, and we continued shopping. 爸爸决定留在咖啡厅里等，而我们继续逛街。或者是 The little boy wouldn't stay put, so his mom had to follow him around. 这个小男孩不肯留在原地，他妈妈只好跟着他跑。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned.
The American School Environment. What goes on in American classrooms? September has arrived.And students are going back to school. What goes on in American classrooms? Well, they are often student-centered, and sometimes students even help make the class rules. Students don't just sit and listen to lectures, but are often involved in class discussions. These discussions help them discover facts and give their opinions. The physical layouts of classrooms vary.Initially, student desks stand in rows. During the year, desks may be arranged in one big circle or put into small clusters. This allows students to work on projects in small groups. Elementary school classrooms contain special learning areas. A corner may have a rug, soft chairs, and many books where students can go to read. Or, there may be a science corner for projects. Most American teachers have their own classrooms. In junior high and high school, the students change classrooms, but the teachers stay put. This allows the teacher to decorate the classroom according to the subject being taught.
So we're learning what goes on.In an American classroom. Are there any differences from what goes on or went on in your classroom? Notice any similarities? Friends, if you've ever wondered what goes on in studio classroom, Wonder no more. Simply log on to studioclassroom.com and check out all the information about who we are, what we do, and what we have for you to help you reach your goal of speaking excellent English. Teachers, we have some good resources available for you too, so we hope you can take a moment and check it out. As always, the second half of our American Culture Corner lesson features two conversations with Jack and Laura. That starts tomorrow, so until then, we at Studio Classroom hope you have an outstanding day. Bye-bye, friends.